The European Parliament's voted to press on with new tariffs on imports from countries lacking serious carbon emission reduction programs. In a vote overnight, the Parliament's taken a significant step towards what's called a new carbon border adjustment mechanism, which could result in millions of dollars in new levies for Australian exporters because of Australia's lack of a serious carbon pollution abatement scheme. Europe correspondent Linton Besser reports.
Europe has operated an emissions trading scheme since 2005, charging polluters a price per tonne of carbon emitted into the atmosphere. Now its parliament has signalled it's time for the rest of the world to catch up.
It's a concern precisely about the fact that other countries do not play their role, their fair share, in the fight against climate change. When we have partners that do not implement climate policies, do not have a carbon price, do not shift toward less carbon-intensive technologies, then it's counterproductive.
Pascal Confin is the chairman of the Parliament's Environment Committee. He says the new carbon border adjustment mechanism will level the playing field for European businesses forced to pay to pollute.
So if we take 1 ton of steel, then this ton of steel coming from one country will have a carbon price when entering the border of the very same price at a daily basis than the price of the ton of steel produced domestically.
In the past decade, Australia exported 980,000 tonnes of steel into Europe. Under the scheme, that volume might soon attract new levies, equivalent to $77 million Australian dollars. The scheme will be outlined in detail in June, but lawmakers in Brussels have their eyes squarely on the world's big polluters, including Australia.
You cannot accept free riding at that level. And Australia today is a free rider, and that we will not accept. And a free rider means that it continues to make their products based on fossil fuels.
That's Kathleen Van Brempt, a key trade coordinator in the Parliament.
In Europe, we consider Australia being not a front runner in climate action, that is not really very loyal in implementing the Paris Agreement.
And she warns that the multi-billion dollar free trade deal, which Canberra is currently seeking with Brussels, will not be ratified by the Parliament until Australia gets serious about its carbon emissions.
There will not be a free trade agreement with Australia if there's not a clear vision of Australia by when and how they will become climate neutral and by when and how they will phase out of coal.
Australia has to understand that we are really serious with it. It's not a window dressing, greenwashing, whatever. We are really serious with it, and we will not ratify a trade deal if there is no concrete additional climate action from Australia.
The carbon border adjustment mechanism is scheduled to be implemented from 2023. But this vote is yet more evidence of a major shift in global trade, in direct challenge to Australia's carbon-heavy economy. In London, this is Linton Besser reporting for AM.